This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I really don't know what's going to transpire this evening.
I'm almost afraid.
It's going to be a journey.
Because tonight, we are venturing into the world of spirits. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we just might as well call him our San Diego spirit evangelist, Nick from 619 Spirits. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, man.
Just sitting here talking to you before the program, as we were getting everything set up, deciding what we were going to drink. You love your product, but you love San Diego spirits.
Like, oh, I love local spirits, man. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy because I was essentially the first guy to do it. I mean, we launched our brand in 2012. When we started, we were actually making it out of state because I didn't have the money to start. So we were working up with a distillery up in Bend, Oregon. But then about a year or two later, when some distilleries started popping up down here, we joined up with a couple, piggybacked. And yeah, it's just been great because thankfully you've got Hendaberry, Malahat, Old Harbor, You and Yours, Misadventure, a ton of them coming up. So it's
we
nice.
We love all those guys.
Yeah. All these names we love. And one of the cool things I think we should mention that your kitchen, your tasting room kitchen, right off of Lincoln Avenue and 30th in North Park, you don't just serve your spirits, you serve all those guys.
Yeah, exactly. So because we have a full kitchen, we basically can serve a full bar. So we serve beer, wine, spirits, we serve all the local spirits. We were talking about Josh, we carry Settings on Sake, we carry local wines.
That's right, because you just tell us you had Josh in your tasting room mixing cocktails.
Josh is always a good time.
I was just going to say, we've had Josh on this show a number of times, and it never ends early.
It could be that way tonight, because we're going to try some of the spirits you put together. All going to be vodkas tonight. We're going to do cocktails with some of your different vodkas. We're going to pair those and try those with the base spirit. But let's get into, what is your vodka? Because I know there's different bases that you can use.
Yep, there's different bases. You can actually, people don't understand, because most people assume that vodkas are made out of potato, but actually most vodkas are wheat. When we started, in 2012, we were a corn base. I liked it because it was quote unquote naturally gluten free, and it had kind of a sweeter texture to it. We've since switched to a sugar cane base. The nice part about for us is it's a little easier to work with. You guys know, obviously, the brewing process. You cook the stuff to convert the starches to sugars. Well, when you start with sugar, you don't have to do that. So we skip that part of the process. It makes it a little more expensive because, you know, corn is subsidized out the wazoo and sugar's not. So, but I like the resulting product a little better. It's cleaner and it has a little bit of a sweet finish to me, and I like it.
I'm enjoying this sip by sip. This is pretty damn good sip.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Vodka. I wouldn't even need to add anything to this if I wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is so smooth that this is not even chilled, and it's just silky smooth.
And you get a little bit of sweetness, right?
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of sweetness there, yeah.
This is the way it's going to go. I got a feeling you and I might not be coherent by the time we get to the end of this hour.
That was my dastardly plan.
I'm going to talk to you more about what 6ix9ine Spirits has got going on. But let's start off the program with this selection. You want to Rage Against the Machine? We will do that exact thing. It's Rock and Roll Happy on Alt 94.9. I'll tell you, Ken, I feel all warm and fuzzy inside right now.
Yeah, that was a good toast.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy on Alt 94.9. Drinking with Nick from 6ix9ine Spirits. You've seen the spot, his kitchen, his tasting room, right off Lincoln and 30th, right across the street from one of my favorite places to go get some chicken, Streetcar.
Streetcar.
Let me tell you. You know, speaking of, since you have a kitchen, what do you guys, what can I find in terms of like food if I'm coming to your spot to enjoy something?
You know, it's basically American food. We kind of call it comfort food with a twist. You know, we have like fried chicken sliders. We have mac and cheese with bacon, crab, stuff like that.
You have gyros there too.
So I'm Greek, so we have some nods to that. We carry ouzo and things like that. But we have non-traditional. So we have a chicken gyro, and we have a carne asada gyro.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the carne asada one has pico de gallo and stuff in it. It's very Mexican. And then we have a chicken cultures. One.
Can I get that door dashed here right now?
You probably can.
That would actually probably pair pretty good with this next spirit we're going to try.
Oh yeah, totally. It goes great with the cucumber.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the bottle as you're pouring the cucumber out. There's something on the back that caught my attention. It says 12 times distilled, 5 times
filtered. 5 times filtered, right.
What is that? I mean, how do you distill something 12 times?
So, you know, vodka is one of those weird things. things that legally to be vodka, you have to distill whatever you're starting with, corn, sugar, grapes, whatever, to 190 proof. So 95%+ alcohol. And doing that on traditional still, it's impossible, right? You have to literally have to distill multiple times.
Yeah.
Our still happens to have six plates in the column, which technically is a distillation. And we need to run it through twice to get there.
So it's 12 times.
Gotcha. And that's what makes it also, because basically distillation is filtration every time you go through. So that's what also helps make it clean, smooth, it's all that good stuff.
It also helps keep the garbage out so you can have a little bit more and not feel like
exactly.
Engineers.
Yeah. little help on the hangovers front. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
This would go really good in it. This is your cucumber.
This is our cucumber infused vodka. It's the first infusion we did, actually. And funny story, we were kind of alluded to off the air, is when I launched this brand, the plan all along was to do these natural infusions. And the TTB is the fabulous federal agency that oversees all this stuff. And you have to get all these formulas approved. And it took me about 2 years to get these approved because we're not using fake stuff. So if I said, hey, I wanted to use cucumber flavoring number 5, it's like, oh, stamp, you're good to go. I actually got a letter from the TTB. I need to find this and frame it, that asked me for all the food safety, the FDA food safety information for a cucumber. And I went to my lawyer and I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this. What do we do? And I had to hire another beverage lawyer to help get the formulas through because they didn't understand natural ingredients. And then there's another flower we've been trying to use that the TTB just took away from everybody. There are actually some other distilleries in the country using it because the FDA said, we don't want to certify it as food safe. They came and took it away. It's called a butterfly pea. You can go on Amazon right now and order it and get it to your house and make tea with it. But we can't use it because the FDA won't certify it. It's the weirdest thing. But if I flavorings, colorings all day long, because those go through a different process.
I will say thank you for using all natural ingredients. Thank you for taking the extra time and money to not use cucumber flavoring number 5.
Yeah, no, and the thing we do too, we'll talk more about the other flavors later, but we try and source all this stuff locally too. So the peppers we use, the rose petals, they come from Fallbrook, San Marcos. You know, we actually work with directly with the local farms to get the stuff.
Ken, try that cocktail.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jeremy, you're having a moment over there.
I'm just sitting here while he was talking about naturally sourced local ingredients.
Oh man, and I feel like I'm in a hammock.
A friend of mine calls this the spa cocktail, but
Now this is one of the cocktails I can find in your tasting room and kitchen, right?
Yeah, this is on our menu at the kitchen, Cucumber martini, it's cucumber vodka, simple syrup, lime juice, mint, really simple.
Well, we're going to share this moment with this cocktail, and you wanted some AC/DC.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
that'd be great.
It's counterpoint.
Have a drink on me maybe, I don't know.
It's counterpoint to the cocktail, but we're going to play it next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Ken, the deeper and deeper we get in tonight, the more I love 619 Spirits. Just the ethos of what they're doing. The
cucumbers and roses. It's a gardening show.
And here's the thing. It's not just cucumbers and roses infused in vodka. It's actual cucumbers and roses infused with vodka. So it's taking craft to that extra level. This is what makes craft beer so good. I got a feeling that this extra attention to detail is exactly why you guys just nailed USA Today's reader poll, didn't you, Nick?
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty stoked. I don't know how we got in there, but we got nominated in the top 20 in the country. And then, we were voted the USA Today Reader's Choice number 1 vodka distillery in the country.
That's coming right out of San Diego.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked, dude.
You should be.
I haven't fully processed the win yet, honestly. It's a little overwhelming because, you know, San Diego is such a big beer town, and so to finally be able to get some recognition for spirits is kind of cool.
You can serve all these spirits and more at your...
You can come buy bottles from us, which is kind of weird because we're not really a bar restaurant, right? We're a distillery, so you can come drink this stuff, and if you like it, walk away with a couple bottles of it. I can sell it to you from the distillery restaurant, but I can't ship it to you.
So we've had the cucumber vodka, we've had the base 619 vodka. Now, this one you've poured out, it smells like flowers, and it's got this ever so gentle pink, rosy tint to it.
Yeah. This is our rose petal. It's love it or hate it because it's very perfumey. It's very flowery. But like I said, it's real rose petals infused straight into the vodka. They're grown right up in San Marcos for us by Fresh Origins. And I grew up as a kid eating a lot of pastries from the Middle East because I'm Greek and they use rose water a lot. I grew to like that flavor. And so that's, you know, instead of doing lavender or something everybody else has already done, that's why I chose this.
I love rose petal ice cream.
I didn't know they made a rose petal ice cream.
They do. This is a mind bender.
I've had people tell me it even tastes like a brand a little bit. I don't personally get that, but I kind of understand.
No, it's definitely floral. There's a lot of that rose aromatics to it, and it's a really pleasant experience because I noticed something, the same with the cucumber vodka. The flavor is there, but it's not overpowering.
Right.
It's
yeah.
not cloying. It's not obsessive, and I think if you were using extracts, you would get that, but going through a natural process of taking the actual raw product and infusing it into the vodka is, I think, what gives you that real delicate balance you can only achieve with that.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, too. It's taken a lot of time, you know, we used to infuse for longer, and now we play around with the duration, and because we didn't used to get this color as nice as it is.
Yeah, that's
and so it's taken a lot of work to figure that out, because that's when you're working with natural ingredients. If you're flavoring it, you'd pour it in and throw it in the bottle, but we have to be really careful about how long we let it sit, you know, so it doesn't change color too much or get too bitter or, you know, all that stuff.
And
so,
this smells like roses. It doesn't smell like old lady perfume.
My question is, how do you make a cocktail out of this? I mean, this on its own is an experience.
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge. I mean, thankfully we have some really good mixologists and bartenders working for us. And this actually, the one we brought today is kind of one of our more popular ones. It's the Le Vion Rose, and it actually has ginger beer in it, which we were talking about a little bit off the
crazy
air, to tighten it up a little bit. It's got Saint Germain, so another little bit of floral, and then lemon juice, and it's our Le Vion Rose.
I think it's pretty.
This is like rose lemonade.
Dude, yeah, but it's got a hint of that sort of Moscow Mule.
Because it's got a touch of ginger beer in there, yeah, to give it a little bite.
The flavor's just...
This is a delicate dance that I don't know if you're going to find anywhere outside of 619 Spirits Kitchen. Since we are drinking a rose-infused vodka, let's do a little Guns and Roses. That was not Axel. I'm frightened. You know that heat is my kryptonite.
Oh my goodness.
This is going to be nothing but trouble. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We're drinking with Nick from 619 Spirits, a purveyor of fine spirits. You can find his tasting room kitchen off of Lincoln Avenue and 30th. And the man loves San Diego spirits. He's been in the game since, you said
2012.
So we've had the 619 vodka, just straight up easy drinking, sipping vodka.
That so goes smooth.
Cucumber martini with the cucumber vodka. We just finished the Le Vion Rose with the rose vodka. And as soon as you told me that this was a pepper vodka.
Yeah, bring on the Scoville units.
Oh, and it's not any pepper vodka. It's called a Trinidad Marugo Scorpion pepper. And when we first started using it, it was the hottest pepper in the world.
This sounds really dangerous.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. Like don't cut yourself while you're working with them. That's all I got to say.
And make sure and wear gloves and take them off before you pee.
Go to the bathroom. Now, yes.
Again, I have done that.
Oh!
Nobody. Yeah. So now I use gloves.
So how did a pepper vodka come into play for you?
Oh, man. I'm not personally a fan, but I have good friends who are big Bloody Mary drinkers, and they're always trying to figure out how to make the hot Bloody Mary. But what they don't like is even having to have the flavor that comes with Tabasco or whatever heat source they're using. So I was going to make a pepper vodka and was looking at habanero and some other things. And I don't know, 3-4 years ago, I get a phone call out of the blue from this guy. His name's Rocky Tomlinson, lives up in Fallbrook. He's got like a little 2-acre farm up there. And he's like, hey, are you ever thinking about making a pepper vodka? And I'm like, yeah, why? And he's like, I got the pepper for you, this Trinidad Marugo Scorpion. I'm like, okay, never heard of it, but let's give it a try. So I drive up there with my fiance. We go to check out his little farm. I go into his kitchen, and I don't know how his wife put up with this, but it's mostly tequila, but just all these boozes infused with the scorpion pepper. He has his own little experiment lab going on. The best part is at one point he comes over to me with this little tiny jar, and he opens it up, and he takes the jar, and he holds the jar away from me, holds the lid toward me, and has me take a toothpick and take a little piece off to try.
Sure.
It's a paste. And I take a little thing and he goes, oh, that's way too much. And I'm like, I can't. I think you can barely see anything on the toothpick.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk for 10 minutes. My fiance is having to keep the conversation going. So like I said, at the time, it was the hottest pepper in the world. It's not anymore. Oh, but yeah, and then we're trying to make the first batch and I'm like, I don't know. Let me take a bottle of my regular vodka. I'm going to cut the pepper in half and throw both halves in.
Oh my God.
Undrinkable. Did you try it already? Yeah.
Oh,
undrinkable.
Yeah.
So what you're drinking is about half a pepper per bottle.
Oh my God.
That's how hot these peppers are.
Ken, I'm sweating.
As you can imagine, we do tastings with this stuff and we warn people this is going to be really hot. And I would say 90% of the people have the reaction you had. And then we get every once in a while the, what? Was that your plain vodka? Is that all you got? I'm like, are you kidding me? The cool part about this, though, is I made it for Bloody Marys. But you take your baby, you let it into the wild, you see what happens. This is one of the first drinks somebody came up with about 3 or 4 years ago. It's called Blood of the Scorpion. It's got blood orange, pineapple puree, lemon juice in it, and it really changes the complexion of the drink. I thought for sure, okay, Bloody Marys and that's it. We've had bartenders make drinks with Nutella, like a spicy chocolate hazelnut drink with the spicy vodka. It's taken on a life of its own as a spirit.
Now this Blood of the Scorpion right here, this is more my style. It's got sweet to cut the heat, but it's still got a little bit of that residual like punch in the gut.
I was going to say, this is like a big comfort blanket. I'm a heat addict.
Thank God one of us is.
It's a secret weapon too, because when you eat capsaicin on food, it's oil soluble and it sits in your tongue forever. The heat starts to go away after about 30, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And then if you're somebody like you, you just keep taking another sip. You want to, you chase the heat and the drink's gone like that.
Jeremy's breaking into a sweat over there.
No, I'm sitting here. I'm drinking this cocktail. Heat is not my bag, but I am really digging
and
this
the
right
funny
here.
part is we have people say that, and this is the best-selling cocktail in our tasting room.
You know what? I think I'm getting a runner's high just from drinking the capsaicin-infused.
Without any of the running.
I'm going to grab a water. We're going to take a break. We come back. I got some songs to go with this, and I need something to cool my mouth. We're going to get into that next. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9. Well, that's given me enough time to process the heat out of my system after that Scorpion Pepper 619 vodka. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got Nick from 619 Spirits, who is just absolutely slaying it tonight with cocktails and the spirits he's brought.
I surrender.
If I can say one thing about what he does, it's amazing, amazing vodka with really good infusions that are all, as much as you can be, locally sourced, all really good ingredients, no BS, extracts, that kind of nonsense. And you can tell by the product. We've had the cucumber martini with the cucumber vodka, La Vie en Rose with the rose-infused vodka, the Scorpion is still it's still getting me in the back of my throat right now. But I'm kind of hoping as we end tonight that I can quell that heat. But I have to ask, you said you were you're Greek.
Yes.
Is there going to be an ouzo in the future for 619?
Oh man, you know, so ever since we opened up this new spot, I really want to do an ouzo, but at the same time, I don't want to, you know, shame the family name. So at some point, yes, we will, but I'm not going to do it until I know I can dial it in right.
You're getting pretty close. It smells like you've poured two different spirits.
Yeah, we got two more left to try.
These aren't cocktails. These are just raw spirits. One of them smells like a sour, sour something.
You know, it smells like. Never mind.
One of them smells really sour. The other smells like coffee. I'm afraid of the sour one. So let's start with the coffee, or do you want to start with the sour one?
No, the sour one.
So the sour one's actually, so it's our newest one. It's only maybe 3 or 4 months old. And it's pickle infused vodka. So it's
is
pickle
that
vodka.
What that is?
Yes, it's pickle vodka.
Oh my God. You gotta be kidding me.
So we did the cucumber infused vodka.
Right.
Now we're doing the pickle infused.
But this is actually pickle infused. In fact, this was the first time in a while we submitted a new formula because this one has vinegar and a bunch of other, you know, spices and whatnot. And so this was kind of a complicated formula, but it's very, I mean, it's pickle.
Oh my God, give me.
It's basically a pickle back with alcohol in it.
Give me that and a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
To hell with the spicy pepper.
Speaking of the Bloody Mary, now that we have this, our most popular Bloody Mary is half and half.
Mm.
Dude, that is a lip smacker.
Yeah.
Is what
it's
that
got
is.
Salt?
I mean, you have to like pickle because it's.
Oh yeah.
We didn't go halfway. It's all pickle.
There's a salty component too that eases the acidity of the vinegar.
And you know, the funny thing is I was going through this and I was, we worked with a guy named Jared Farver. He has Farve's Pickles locally here, and he's the one that helped me come up with this. And one of the things I didn't realize is adding salt will attenuate the vinegar. And he's like, no, more salt. I'm like, what? And then but it really does help.
All right, so the next one, let's talk about this. Has got to be coffee.
So the coffee, this one I'm actually the most proud of. I drink this probably the most because coffee's really hard. We've been doing this for a while, and the first few batches were a little bitter. We basically cold brew the coffee in vodka. That's how we make this, right? So we work with Cafe Calabria, which is two doors down from us.
Love
in North
those
Park.
Guys.
There you go.
Yeah, and they make a special roast for us. And the hardest part about this is getting that coffee flavor without getting the bitter. So we've actually, over the last couple of years, we shortened the time we let this steep in a cold brew. And then the only other problem with this is it's the hardest one we have to filter, because this is probably filtered literally 10 or 12 times, because trying to get all the coffee grounds out is a nightmare. So it's one of the drawbacks of doing it for real, because if we just had coffee essence or whatever, we could just pour it in. But this takes forever to filter out. But in my opinion, it's worth it. And one of the things I worked with them on is I said, I want it to taste creamy. I want the creamier coffee, not a bitter coffee.
It does.
Yeah. So when you drink it straight, it's not like an espresso, like a harsh espresso shot.
No, but no. I would like to take this and throw it with some half and half.
Let's go bowling.
This to me would
we
make
do that
a
at the distillery.
You do a white
it makes
Russian?
A great white Russian. Yeah. So it's this without Kahlua. It's this simple syrup and half and half.
I'm sold.
Clearly, you're not a golfer.
With that, I think Ken wrapped it up for us tonight. We're gonna have to end with some Dylan because we can. And I mean, Nick, thank you for what you do.
Hey, thank you guys. This was so much fun. This was awesome. Thank you very much.
619spirits.com to check out what he's got going on, and drop by Lincoln and 30th. Go see him. Go have some food and enjoy the spirits. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a fun little segment that we decided we want to do. After a couple of weeks ago, Ken and I had a moment after the happy hour. We decided that wouldn't it be cool, since Ken has such an extensive cellar, to start going through some of the beers he's been sitting on in a quarter, kind of after the happy hour special. Since we're sitting here, we're kind of loose, we're feeling good. I don't know what to call this segment other than after the happy hour, or we can call it Ken's Dusty Bottles.
Ken's Dusty Bottom. What's lurking in my basement? What's in Ken's closet?
Fetch the gimp.
Wake him up.
Speaking of, I mean, that's kind of who you brought tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, Tommy himself couldn't be here, but speaking of leather suits and ball gags, you know, it's a shame. He'd miss this. Yeah. We have a bottle of Cuvée de Tommy.
You said it right, Cuvée de Ego. He said it many times pronounced. Himself.
Yeah. The year? 2008.
That's like 13 years ago.
Sure, I'll go with that. I'll go with that.
All right, so wait, this is an 11-year-old bottle of Cuvée de Ego.
Yeah, and you know, I do not have a temperature controlled humidified.
It's okay,
summer.
Dr. Bill, it's still beer. We'll just drink it. So this has not been something that's been well kept. You haven't had this.
This is sitting literally in my closet in Escondido. And God knows what else is in there. I know what else is in there.
So, in its original form, what is Cuvée de Tommy supposed to be? I know it's a blend of some of their beers.
Yeah, it's like a barrel aged strong ale blended with cherries. I didn't really do any research on this, Jeremy.
Of course you didn't. You know what? Just crack the bottle. Let's first see if there's any pressure
first
in there.
First of all, yeah. Do you have paper towels handy? Because this could gush
I didn't even think about the paper towels.
I'm going to want to hold this over a receptacle.
Yeah, my mouth won't do.
Yeah, receptacle.
All right, here we go. Let's see if it's got pressure behind it.
Oh, that was disappointing. It made a cute little...
There was no sizzle. Oh. That was just a pop.
Oh, man.
All right, pour some of that in that glass.
I'll smell
it when you pour it in my glass. Right. I don't need to smell it out of the bottle. All right.
Wow. It's the color of, it's slightly murky. It's the color of prune juice, actually.
Wow. It's definitely got that vinegariness nose to it still. It hasn't lost that. There might be a little oxidation there.
Yeah.
Actually, given the fact that there was zero pressure when you popped the cork, it probably is really oxidized.
It's full of air for, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's gone super sour.
Oh, good glory.
Wow.
Man, mix this up with some olive oil and make a vinaigrette out of it.
Woo! All right, so this is the definition of when a beer turns to vinegar.
This beer has turned to vinegar. It is nothing but acetic acid, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, that's it was a hell of a cork to pop.
Yeah, I know.
it's nice to drink an 11-year-old beer, except it's not.
No, it's not. There was definitely not a tight seal on that cork. So there has been oxygen in there this entire time, just kind of giving life to the little oxygen-friendly things that are... waiting for it.
So in a beer like this, what's oxygen friendly? I mean, the bacteria that was resting in the barrel is probably still carried to the beer and probably has persisted in kind of carrying
out. And there's certainly no CO2 in it whatsoever. Mm-mm.
It is flat as can be.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to call this a fail. It's a great beer, by the way. Just don't let it sit for 11 years in a closet in Escondido.
I can't wait to see what's going to come out of your fridge next. What do you say we just we kill things here and then we go over to O'Brien's for a pint?
I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.